When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
It's the Connor Happer Show. Are we sure we want to do this?
Could you, like, make an announcement that we're ready?
It's the Connor Happer Show on 1620, The Zone.
Good morning and welcome in. Happy Friday. It's the Connor Happer Show. You're on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Connor Happer, Josh Peterson, Nick Grimm, live from a stadium swim at Circa Hotel and Casino and Resort and Blackjack Home. That's what they call it.
That's what they call it.
Good job.
Here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Our final day here from Vegas. And Josh Odson is our good friend back in studio. He has several questions for us.
Oh,
hello.
Question for you. He's Greg Wagner. He's going to be Greg Wagnering us all show today.
Oh, excellent. What kind of questions do you have for us
question
today, Josh?
For you.
I heard Connor has already made an appearance on radio today.
Here's the thing about radio guys, Josh. You need to be on air more than you need to breathe air.
That's true.
And so if I'm not on the air, I can't. It's like oxygen.
It's like
to me.
It's like the Drake meme. The top one, breathing air. No. On air. That's what Happer is.
Make that meme. There you go. There's a meme to do during the show. Yeah. The guys from Vegas Insider, the VSiN,
yeah,
as they call
it. Is it that show? So wait, were you on TV?
I was on the TV.
Oh, I thought you were a radio boy.
Yeah, my eyes were kind of bloodshot on TV.
Yeah, what did you say about your voice earlier? You needed water?
I needed water. I was in that seat that guy's in on the left there, right?
Oh,
there.
Perfect. Oh, cool microphones. It looks like your microphone at home.
They asked me about some Creighton things. So one thing that always happens is when you have a guest on the show that you don't know, you always look at their Twitter just to see, like, what they are.
Yes, I do that
and
every
so
day.
And so they it's looked true. At my Twitter.
Oh, no.
What did they learn about you?
They learned that I hate Sweet Caroline.
Yes.
Sweet Caroline.
Oh, so they didn't get past the bio.
Yeah, I don't think they scrolled through the tweets.
Okay.
I hope they didn't anyway.
Probably for the best.
And they learned that about me. And guess what? They agreed. They agreed. They also asked me how many MLB teams were blacked out from.
Oh,
and
yes.
I said just one, amazingly. But our friends in Des Moines are like five. Did you know that Vegas here in Vegas they're blacked out from like seven of them? In Las Vegas, Nevada, they are blacked out from the San Francisco Giants and
what?
The Oakland Athletics.
This is like that one spot in Iowa where they can't watch all those baseball teams.
You know how far that is? I mean, it's like that's like a 10-plus-hour drive.
Let's Google it right now. Las Vegas. To San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco drive.
Not flight.
Just driving.
8.5 hours.
Yep.
Oh, you got to go down to go up.
You got to go.
Is it because of the mountains?
It's
because the valley?
Yes, the road.
It's always because of mountains and valleys. Mm.
The valleys and the roads and the things of that nature.
Nice.
So, yes, I needed air this morning, so I had to find somewhere to talk into a microphone. And the guys from Vegas Insider were good enough to have me. And I talked about Creighton. I was a big homer for Creighton.
Yeah.
So it's like Creighton. Ryan Kalkbrenner. He's the GOAT.
We just talked to – wow.
What did they think?
They did not argue with any of my points.
Mm.
They did not argue with any of my – I got the sense that they kind of like Tennessee.
Okay. Everyone we have talked to this week seems to like Tennessee.
It's weird, though. I keep seeing all, like, the networks tweet out, like, their personalities, like, picks for the games today.
Yeah.
And I just see Creighton. I think, like, they're like a sneaky pick, but they're like a popular sneaky pick.
Interesting. To cover, to win the game outright.
So I think to win the game.
To move on to the Elite Eight.
How much of the Tennessee popularity is just because of Rocky Top?
I don't think any.
Because, I mean, I'm more inclined to pick Tennessee based
because
off
of the fight
because
song?
Because of the fight song.
Can I convince you in the white and the blue?
Can they have a cool fight song? A fun,
they,
catchy
they
fight song?
They have the white and the blue.
I'm not a huge fan of their fight song.
You guys are in Vegas, so you probably didn't see this.
Or hear about this.
One of our local news stations, do you remember last year when they asked all those smart kids from Princeton, hey, do you know where Creighton is? And it was a funny bit.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Did they do that for Creighton?
No, they did that for Tennessee. They said, hey.
Wait, we know where Tennessee
hey,
is.
Hey, kids from Tennessee, do you know where Creighton is? Let me tell you that I didn't realize this until yesterday. Let me tell you why the Princeton bit is funny. It's because they go to Princeton. Not as funny when you ask a bunch of kids from Tennessee.
We already know they're idiots.
Yeah. Yeah.
I imagine they're all strumming a banjo.
Hee-haw! Where's Creighton? Yeah, that's real rich, someone from Tennessee not knowing where Creighton is. Like, let's settle down there, Tennessee. You got some problems going on over there, too, friends.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So what were some of the responses, Josh? I did not see this.
I don't remember anything specific. I just remember cringing through the entire video because I went, oh, we're calling these kids dum-dums, but nobody ever called them smart to begin with.
Don't call them smart dumbs.
There you go. Let's see. I need to go to the news story. Where is Creighton? Oh, there you go. Where? AOL.com?
What?
What a great website. Where is Creighton located? What to know about Tennessee's Sweet 16 March Madness opponent?
That's not it.
That almost feels like an AI article.
It probably is. Yeah, they. What conference is Creighton in? They're in the Big East.
They are indeed in the Big East.
Good, that is good. A big conference. No,
despite not really being in the East.
Here are some notable alumni from Creighton basketball, like Bob Gibson and Doug McDermott.
Wow. Okay. Topic alert.
Topic alert.
When you think of – see, now maybe we're the wrong age to ask because we're in our 30s. But Bob Gibson being the first name listed? I mean, no offense to Bob. May he rest in peace. But he is not who I think of when I think of Creighton basketball. I associate Bob with the Cardinals of St. Louis.
In baseball.
Yes, he was really good. Nick, he had an ERA one year of like 1.1.
Yeah, he
what
pitched,
was it that
whoa.
Year?
He pitched like every inning of every game.
And they had to lower the mound because of him because he was just ripping them from high off the mound.
He didn't need any surgeries?
No surgeries.
No, I don't know.
I don't think there was surgery.
What a genetic
pitching.
Freak.
Yeah, it was the 60s, Nick. They didn't have surgery.
There was no
then.
Surgeries.
Yeah. Just give me a bottle of whiskey. I'll be good.
Yep, you, there you go. Ooh, hashtag topic alert. It's there on the screen.
I love the topic alert graphic.
We are requesting more topic alerts.
More today than yesterday, I think.
More topic alerts for today as we get going. I thought of a topic alert right away.
Perfect.
To start the show today as we were walking through the casino.
Yeah.
And one thing that happens in Las Vegas is they take every song that already exists and then they turn it into house music.
They do.
The entire time. And so the most interesting one that I heard this morning was Otis Redding's Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Oh. Okay. You love this.
Turned into a house. And I wonder what Otis Redding would think. Dead Otis Redding would think of his song Sitting on the Dock of the Bay turned into a Vegas casino house music
I believe
song.
At breakfast you said Otis Redding would be triggered by this.
I think my take was I think he would be upset and disappointed, but he might understand that I guess this is just what people like now.
No. Otis Redding, for reference, died more than 50 years ago.
He was a young man. He got murdered.
He got murdered?
I believe by his significant other.
Oh, no.
Yeah, or someone he had slept with. I don't want to speak
no,
ill of
he
the
was
dead.
No, he was a plane crash guy.
What?
There's a lot of plane crash guys
there's
in music.
There's so many plane
Samsonite,
crash guys.
I was way off.
He was not killed by his significant
Started
other.
Started with a dead, though. Okay. I really thought it did. I
Top,
thought
he... Topic alert.
Topic alert.
Is there... So, you know the 27 Club?
Are you sure, Happer?
Yeah.
Is there also an airplane club?
Oh,
what's
wow.
the 27? Like, people who die at 27?
Like Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix,
Janis
Chris
Joplin.
Farley, wasn't he 27?
Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
They all had, like, yellow lighters in their pocket, too, or something?
I mean, people in the air, in the plane club.
Buddy Holly's there, for sure.
Ooh-wee-oo.
Farley was 33, for the record.
Sorry about that. My
and
bad.
Then Jim Croce. Plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
That was sad. Jim Croce looked like he was 67 years old, but I believe he died in his mid-20s.
Mm.
Is the worst music-based plane crash in history the one Buddy Holly was on? There was a whole song about it.
The day the music died. Many people died.
My mom and stepfather went to the Buddy Holly crash site, and it's this whole weird tourism spot where you
That's
can get...
in, it's in like it's South Dakota, right? Or
no, it's
Iowa.
In Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa.
And... It's like it's weird that it's a tourism spot. You can get pictures. There's plaques and stuff everywhere, and it feels really
well,
morbid.
It's like, have you ever been to New York City, Nick? You go to
Once.
Visit the 9/11 Memorial, and there are people doing selfies, and it's like, this is not the place to do a selfie.
If I was a ghost anywhere in these places where people are taking selfies, I'd be pissed.
If you were a 9/11 ghost? Or a Buddy Holly ghost? Or a ghost of any other tragedy?
Otis Redding ghost.
Like, in a cemetery. If I was in a cemetery and I just saw some kid doing a TikTok, I'd be upset.
Dave says that I look hungover. I promise you, I am not hungover.
Josh has not had a drip of alcohol.
I have not. Yeah, I've been pounding water.
I'm the hungover boy.
Yeah.
I am the hungover boy.
I had four
we
beers.
We had to make a late
I'm
night
tired.
Trip to White Castle last night.
Nick got to try White Castle.
We made a
scene. For the first time.
Yeah,
I watched the vlog.
We made a scene.
We made a scene.
Yeah.
All of us.
I dropped a bottle of beer, and they did not break.
Thank God.
It just made a really loud noise.
Also, Happer kept yelling at some kid named Cody.
Also, when you went to the bathroom, Cody's mom?
Yes,
person,
Cody's mom.
She kept talking about how, oh, you're 14, you need more fiber. He was in there for a while, and I'm just trying to eat my burgers.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, my son Cody's in there dropping a deuce.
Like, she's just talking about her son's pooping, and I'm like, I'm trying to eat White Castle.
Vegas is wild. I mean, it is a stunner of a place, because the other night when
we do whatever you want here.
When you went out on Fremont Street the other night, it was still early, and so, like, it was weird. But it was normal weird. Mm-hmm. When you go out once the sun sets, mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Less clothes, more weed.
It's like night and day.
Boobs.
Yeah. Indeed it is.
Yeah, good question by Asian Joe here.
Yeah.
Could they turn Unsportsmanlike Conduct theme song into house music?
I have tweeted this at Ian. We'll see what he can do for us.
I bet Ian could absolutely do this.
I would love to hear this. I would love to see this and hear about this.
The Vegas Open. Mm-hmm. If we could have it for this afternoon.
Oh, that would be great.
That would be great.
Ian, get it done.
That
get
would
it
be
done.
Huge.
You were on one yesterday, Happer.
Well, we're in Vegas. It gives me life. It's almost like being on air.
It's almost like being on air.
It is.
Being in Vegas is like being on air.
My biggest question is, why did you go into the pool with your flip-flops on? You could have taken those off. It would have been easy.
I know. I took all my other articles.
Are we going all the way back to when the Royals
scored a run?
That was so early in the day.
Yeah. I know. That was kind of the start of it, wasn't it? If you think about it, that was the beginning of the end. The beginning of the beginning of the end.
Mm. I didn't start drinking until several hours after that. But, yeah, I mean, I did jump in the pool. That guy right there, I think, blew the whistle at me.
He wasn't happy with you.
No, he was not. He just kind of stared at me. He didn't even say anything. He didn't say what, like, he was a ref calling a foul, but he didn't say what the foul was.
He didn't say what it was.
You just knew. It's like when the guy gets fouled at the rim, like, you know that's a foul. You don't actually have to say, like, hey, he got hit on the arm. That's a foul. You jumped into the pool. That's a foul.
Bigelow asks, or he says, first topic alert. Is Happer now best friends with the three-man weave guys?
Yes. Yes. Yes, we are.
Yeah.
They're going to be, I think, right in the booth next to us here.
Yes, I believe.
So maybe they make an appearance on the show today. One of them, two of them, who knows. There's three guys.
We only have
skinny white guys. They all look the same.
Three in the three-man weave.
Yeah. We only have three microphones. So I have told Happer that I will give up my mic. Nick will give up his mic. So then you can talk to two of the three-man weave guys. So then you can have fun conversations. I've heard they're the split zone duo of college hoops, that means that I like them.
They definitely love ball and are of ball.
Yeah, they had lots of opinions.
They know ball.
Dude, it was wild. You mentioned, what's his name, from UNO transferring, and they had opinions about him.
They had takes about Frankie Fiddler.
Wow. I'm like, how do you have takes about Frankie Fiddler? That doesn't make any sense to me. What a sport. Like, I watch as much college football as I can, but there's only 130 teams. It's a lot easier. There's 300 of these bad boys in college hoops, and they're like, yeah, let me tell you about Frankie Fiddler's game. They were asking us about Fred Hoiberg. What do you think of Fred Hoiberg? How about Fred Hoiberg? He got off to a bad start. Remember COVID?
Yes, I do. I remember all of these things.
They knew all these things. It was amazing. It was amazing. So maybe we'll have the ball knowers on the show today, the people who know ball.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are in Vegas. Josh, any further questions about what happened last night?
Well, no, I watched 1620 the vlog.
Oh, I still need to watch this.
So I'm familiar. I do have a question, I guess, based on something I saw in the vlog.
Oh,
Connor, would you like to break down your jump into the pool?
It was like a half cannonball. I know what the comments are going to be when people see the vlog.
What are they going to be?
I plug my nose.
What? Happer?
I didn't even notice.
I plug my nose when I jump into the pool.
I mean, that's smart.
When I go underwater, I plug my nose.
You don't want
I don't like that feeling of the water going up my nose.
When it goes in and then you kind of feel it in your throat and then you get like
The chlorine drip.
Yeah, I don't like that feeling.
I don't either.
So I plug my nose.
A lot of
chest here in the 1620 the vlog as Nick walks around.
Connor was one of those kids.
Yeah, if you're one of the many people who have come to this Zone TV looking for nips, that's a great place to find nips is 1620 the vlog and
that's
watch
true.
Connor jump into the pool.
Yeah, nips in bio.
You can see my nips.
Nick loves doing this.
I do like doing that.
He loves doing this.
It's a thing I started kind of doing, and now it's just a thing. I'm doing it now.
All right, I'm watching Happer now make his way. Why is it tiny?
Because I guess it happened so fast I didn't get my camera turned.
That's when the guy blew the whistle
in time.
Wow, that was such a late nose plug. Oh, and he looked over
I looked right at the guy.
And you're like, I'm sorry, it won't happen again.
We get an email, by the way, from John on the Equitable Bank inbox.
Yeah. Hi, John.
On Cody, the kid at White Castle.
Cody, classic.
He says, I've eaten at White Castle before. Cody should not be having any issues pooping today.
Yeah.
I thought that's why Cody's mom brought him there, not knowing Cody or his mom.
Patrick says, In-N-Out greater than White Castle. So it seems like In-N-Out is on the docket for tonight. For young Nick.
I would love to try it.
Yeah, so it seems like we'll be trying In-N-Out later tonight.
I want to do animal style. Is that what they do?
That is one of the things they do, indeed. This was my first time for having actual White Castle. I don't understand the movie. I don't understand why that was the place.
You don't understand a bunch of dudes getting high and going to White Castle? Like,
I get the first part, but just I can't imagine craving that.
It wasn't good.
Yeah, I'd rather have McDonald's.
That's the whole bit. It's not good.
No, but like I
that's
figured,
the whole bit?
Because I've had the microwave White Castle.
It's
and
not
honestly,
good. You just
that
go
tasted
there.
A little better. Microwave White Castle tasted a little better than actual White Castle.
Yeah. Also, at White Castle, Connor said to one of the people, I think maybe the manager, he told him, I respect that no less than 10 times. I respect that. And so you'll just have to use your imagination to figure out why.
I was committing more fouls.
Yes.
More violations.
I respect that.
And he told me the violations I was committing like a good official would.
Yeah, I respect that.
And I kept telling him that I respected his wishes.
It was very
funny. But not listening to
but
him.
But not listening whatsoever.
Is Connor Happer the Caitlin Clark of pools?
Oh, no. What a bold question.
Are you flopping?
The Caitlin Clark of acting a fool.
Oh, man.
Do you want me to go ask the lifeguard if he wants to just follow us around tonight after the show?
Not a bad idea.
That would be funny if we just had a guy following us around
whistle.
With a whistle. Mm-hmm. I put $100 on a hand of blackjack. He blows the whistle. Don't do that. You're gonna get a 13 against a king. Like, not going to be good.
Anybody?
But I did. I am happy to report that I earned some of my kitty cat money back from last night.
Good.
Which is nice. Happy to report that.
Anybody else? Any Nerfies hit yesterday?
I realized my parlay, the only team that I got right in that parlay, which I took San Diego State, was UConn to win. Otherwise, I was 0 for 3, regardless of picking them straight up. So even if I would have just done a straight-up parlay, I would have lost.
Yeah, so
everybody lost that I thought would win.
I bet on my sports bets UConn. Yesterday were on the Royals, straight
lost.
Up, lost. Then I decided to get a little funky. And I bet $30 on the second half of San Diego State and UConn, just San Diego State to win the second half.
We were pretty excited for this bet.
And they got wrecked in the second
half. That was right before our viewing experience changed to a much better viewing experience for the second half.
That is true.
Yeah, but that wasn't very good.
And I still have one for Creighton on the line tonight.
Nick got some stuff, though.
Yeah, I hit a few. I didn't do any parlays. I just did like 5 straight bets.
Hell yeah. Rice money, baby.
Rice money.
Did you take the over in Diamondbacks Rockies?
No, I just did straight up
16
to win.
1, Nick.
Yeah, it was rough. Did you know all of those runs happened in the third inning? Because I
– All 16?
All
14 of them?
Except, no, 14 of them happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Without aid of a triple or homer?
When I came down to the pool to watch, it was the third inning, and it was 1-2, and then it suddenly became 1-6, and then that's when I went to White Castle to join you guys. And then later on, I went back to the sports book to watch it, and then it was 16.
16-1.
16-1.
Not 1-16.
No, but I had the – Pirates, the Tigers. Pirates, Tigers.
You said Lions.
I almost said Lions. Royals, Rockies. Whoops. And what was the other one?
I don't know, Nick.
I don't know, Nick.
Some other one.
But he won some money.
I won some money.
That's the purpose.
I got my money back.
We got a couple questions here coming in. First of all, I really like this text that we got, Josh, just from a friend of ours.
I did see this.
This segment makes me want to go on a trip with you guys.
Hell yeah.
Hopefully that makes some other people want to go on trips with us.
I can vlog it.
Speaking of that, Nick, text from the 402, and we have a lot of texts to read. Text from the 402, shout out to Nick. I'm enjoying the vlogs. He did a very nice job with those.
Good job, video editor.
Again, the appreciation of Nick continues to grow. I don't know if you would have liked him if you would have saw him 5 minutes before the show today.
I was a little grumpy. I was a grumpy guy.
Very grumpy. Very grumpy.
Oh? I just needed to be on the air.
There was a bit of sarcasm even with our fine person here where he goes, do you have a chair for me? And I was like, whoa, he is a bit sassy today.
See, in my head it didn't come off like that. So I'm sorry, Aaron. It wasn't supposed to be sassy.
Pedro texts in, hi, guys. I have the cabinet doors in the garage and sanding them, so he's still working on that. Our kitchen is a mess, but my wife is cleaning up the kitchen and has to make cookies for her book club. She wants to make cookies for Josh because he was left behind. Oh, the other Josh.
Oh.
Josh, she makes peanut butter cookies, sugar cookies, chocolate chip cookies, or double chocolate cookies. What do you think he would like? Thanks, Pedro. You can just text me what he likes. I copied this message from yesterday. I just wanted to read it on the air. Odson, what do you want, man?
Let's go double chocolate.
Hell yeah. All right.
Pedro,
thanks, Pedro.
What book is your wife's book club reading?
Oh, there you go.
That was my follow-up as well, alert. Nick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody also texted in from Arizona, the 602. Connor's thinking, this is actually me, Connor's thinking of Marvin Gaye. He's the one who got murdered.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I apologize to Marvin.
He's in
the Murder Boys.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Dave texted in. He said, Connor getting drunk in Vegas like you're supposed to, Josh and Nick, then going to work and plugging your nose when jumping in the pool. My man, are we brothers? Super ripped handshake meme.
Wow. Yeah, people are not happy with me for not drinking. I apologize.
He's running.
It's not that we're not happy. Like you're doing a thing and we respect it, but absolutely wrong three people to send to Vegas.
I drink.
They got it right on one.
Yeah, Nick is enjoying. Nick, I'm enjoying too. I'm just enjoying it in a different way.
Yeah, he's doing the sober Vegas experience.
Sober Vegas is fun,
which is also valuable information. You could blog about it.
There you go.
I don't think any of you are going to end up in the trunk of a car or on the roof of a casino tonight.
No.
Nice
no.
reference for movie club later.
Although
on
Although we do want to go to the roof of this casino.
Yes.
There's something up there.
Yeah.
There's something.
I don't
special.
Have pants though.
You're gonna need pants.
He says you need pants. Yeah. I didn't bring pants.
You can get pants at that store with those shirts.
Yeah, I don't think I'll buy the pants there.
Why would you need pants?
Because it's a nice place.
Apparently it's a nice place.
Okay.
Yeah. I should get by with this, right? This should be okay.
Yeah, it's a collared shirt. You're fine.
Text from the 402. Have Connor do a bunch of belly flops like a punishment on Impractical Jokers.
Oh, that'd be fun.
poor,
you get the whistles.
That poor lifeguard.
Beep!
What if I just did belly flops into the pool? He continually blowed the whistle at me, and then I did it again and again and again.
No, I wonder what would happen. Because couldn't you just be like,
I am of media?
Media badge.
I'm allowed. This is for content.
There is security wandering around.
Josh wants to know, are we hitting up the strip tonight?
I think so.
We are indeed.
I think so.
We're trying to watch the Creighton game somewhere on the strip.
And
I
Nick
was asking many people
Nick
yesterday.
Nick wants an average hamburger.
I want an average hamburger.
Yeah, and then he wants to make John mad.
Oh, so you are going in and out.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay. I appreciate that, Nick. Also, Josh, very funny. Oh, so you're going to in and out. That's good. Well played.
I understand it won't be the best hamburger I've ever had, but everyone else has had it, and I want it too. I have FOMO.
Yep, absolutely. I totally understand, Nick.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yippee says you don't need alcohol to have fun. Losers. Thank you, Yippee. Yippee Josh handshake meme.
You don't need it, but it certainly helps.
I mean, it definitely does.
Boy,
Otherwise,
gets to the fun quicker.
Yeah, there'd be no stories about me dropping a beer bottle and telling the people at White Castle that I respect them a lot.
I respect
and
that.
And yelling at Cody.
I hate Cody.
Would you have done
and
that?
His mom.
Would you have done that if you weren't sober?
I would not have done that if I was sober, no.
Poor
if
Cody.
You weren't, yeah.
If I was sober, I wouldn't have probably talked to anybody. But you know,
just us.
When there's beer involved,
Happer is a chatty Cathy when he gets
talking to people.
Yeah, I noticed. I was like, wow, he uses his body to tell stories. His arms move around a lot. And he does this.
It's
he like
true.
Points a lot.
It's true.
Also, I don't know if we mentioned this. No, we didn't mention it on the show yesterday, but we met a bunch of people from Denver
at the radio station where our dear radio friend and your actual friend, I guess he's my friend too, Brett Kane works, we had many stories, many conversations. Everyone's like, I hate Brett, but he's a great guy.
I actually have a topic alert based on some of those conversations we were having last night. Oh. It might be about a football coach of note.
Oh, dude, I had this same topic alert for later in the show too. So,
well, we could do it twice.
We can do it two times or just the same time.
So here we are from Stadium Swim at Circa in Las Vegas, Creighton basketball tonight at around 9 o'clock Central Time.
Yeah.
10 o'clock John time, 7 o'clock our time.
The best time is to this time for this game.
No doubt about it. Creighton taking on Tennessee. We'll have plenty on that today. Guest lineup on the show, normal Friday for us. Munson, BC, and Sipple, who was blown away by our being here the other day. And so we'll see if his sense of wonder remains here on this lovely Friday.
And maybe the three-man weave guys.
I don't know, maybe somebody from Denver. Maybe we'll interview the lifeguard.
Yeah. Oh. That would be a topic alert.
Maybe
also,
Greg Maddux.
Josh, one of the things.
Greg Maddux, I think, left.
Yeah, we kept getting, man, you guys missed out on Maddux. We were on the air.
We were on the air. I was breathing.
Also, Josh, we realized that there was a speaker in our cabana yesterday that was turned on. So hopefully the music is a little lower today.
Oh, there was a speaker?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
We found that out this morning.
That changes everything.
It does. It does indeed change everything.
That is the lineup powered by the Rooferies at John Higgins Weather Guard. We'd love it if you guys got in touch with the show, 402-951-1620. On the 42 Degrees, the Source Hotline, you can text that number as well. Twitter, at Happer Show, at Connor Happer, at Josh Tweederson, at Grim and M, at Producer _ Josh on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. You can email into the Equitable Bank inbox, Connor at 1620thezone.com, Josh at 1620thezone.com, Josh O at 1620thezone.com, Nick at 1620thezone.com.
Wow.
You will not get Nick Baugh.
No.
You will get Nick Grimm.
Nick Grimm.
If you email Nick at 1620thezone.com on the Equitable Bank inbox. And we say good morning to our YouTube audience today. Hello,
Hi, everybody. Hey, YouTube.
Enjoy the views and all the things of that nature today. Should be fun. We'll probably pull this thing back a little bit as the sun gets over our head.
But I liked not getting burnt yesterday.
It was good.
We're in good shape.
Yeah.
We're in good shape right now.
Your face is still red on half of it.
Not so much here or here.
I made that exact joke to the Vegas Insider guys this morning. They didn't think it was very funny.
Wow. See, and when we talked to the three-man weave guys, they made the joke before we could.
Not so much here.
So you got to be in a certain age, apparently. The Vegas, those guys, look, they're like in their 60s. I don't think they like Tommy Boy.
I think those are different guys now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I will return to Omaha with a half-burnt face when we return tomorrow. All right, that is the setup for the show today. We will return on the other side live from Circa in Las Vegas here on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.